The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
All right, with Mark off today, Big O, Orlando Franklin sitting in as we jump right into it. What a fourth quarter performance. And you were there at the game, Big O. So, first of all, let's hear from Jamal Murray how he shook off three ugly quarters of shooting the basketball and then exploded with 23 in the fourth.
You know, for those who have seen me play before, I normally like to, you know, off a shooting half like that, I normally like to reset, you know, just kind of come back down, you know, reset my mind, quick little meditation in my head, and just come back out focused. You know, I missed my first couple coming out. They were just really good looks, and, you know, the game would have been a lot easier if I made them in the first half, you know. So come out focused and knock them down. Don't lose any confidence or anything like that. Just play my game and know that they're going to fall if I keep shooting them.
For those who've seen me before, huh? This team just continues to just keep putting those massive boulders on their shoulder, using his motivation. Clearly a shot at ESPN sideline reporter Lisa Salters, who did a podcast in which she said, yeah, I never really had seen Nikola Jokic before. Kind of been sleeping on him a little bit. He's a pretty good player. All right, you were there last night. Tell me what that fourth quarter environment was like.
Oh, it was unbelievable. The fan base, the roof felt like it was coming off every single possession. The Nuggets got it going, and it just was back and forth, back and forth. But I want to say something else, Mike. With Jamal Murray, I don't think people realize what we are watching right now. Because just go and look at the series of as far as how the Lakers got here to the Western Conference Finals. Well, they sent Golden State Warriors home. Jordan Poole, a guy that they decided to pay millions of dollars, he lost his shot in the playoffs and could not find it in that series. For Jamal Murray to do this in the course of a game, right, where you're constantly making adjustments. You make adjustments at halftime. They don't work. You make adjustments after the third quarter. Finally, they get to start working. It's absolutely unbelievable for him to be able to do that, because you're seeing other world-class athletes that can't make those adjustments to the course of the game. Jordan Poole saying, I don't know what's going on with my shot. I have no idea. Jamal Murray is able to tweak it before it even gets to that point, which is absolutely amazing.
Well, it wasn't a total surprise to Michael Malone.
We all know one thing about Jamal, man. Like, he just has to see one go in. He got a little mid-range pull-up to go in, kind of looked up to the heavens, and that's all he needs. And after that, he's shooting into a hula hoop.
It is remarkable because, you got all the cliches that are out there when it comes to good shooters, right? You never stop shooting. Good shooters always believe the next shot's going to go in. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Blah, 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 blah. I don't care. To pull that off, that's not just going out and playing pickup ball and figuring it out. Or even a regular season game. This is game two of the Western Conference Finals in front of millions of people on a huge stage. And you go through those first three quarters and you're able to shake that off.
Yeah.
And all it takes is a couple shots to go in to flip your night. Do you know what kind of mental toughness it takes to be able to pull that off?
Unbelievable.
Brilliant.
It was 5-for-17 after the third quarter. A lot of guys would have just crawled up in a hole and said,
not my night.
I'm not going to lose this basketball game for my team. But Jamal just stayed more aggressive, where he sits, got to the point where he said, hey, I'm going to get to my spot every single time. I'm going to put up whatever shot I would like to put up. And it didn't matter who was on him. Mike, that was the thing that was so spectacular. We know that Anthony Davis is a rim protector. We know that LeBron is looking to do spectacular things. And the Lakers do have somewhat a good defense. That's what they were playing yesterday, you know. But Jamal was able to stay consistent, keep his head down, and say, the heck with this. I love... It's like every single time, Mike, we see the Nuggets go even further. They create a new narrative, right? National media, you want to keep on disrespecting us. Oh, well, you know, I'll just go out there and go 5-for-17 and absolutely light up the fourth quarter and score 23 and go nuts. Oh, But everybody knows who Nikola is. How about Nikola doesn't score a point in the fourth quarter? But Jamal Murray, I'm here. It's time for Jelly's time to shine, right? So it's been absolutely amazing to see how these guys play off of each other. And that's why the Nuggets are so good, because they know night in, night out, that they can win different ways.
Next on the Morning Brew, so the Nuggets are up 2-0. The Lakers are down at 2-0. I saw a stat this morning. The Lakers all time are 2-19. When they go down 2-0 in a series, but LeBron James not counting his team out.
You know, until the team beats you four times, then you always have an opportunity to come out of it. You know, so that's the confidence that we should have. And I know it's going to be it's a tough hill to climb up, but we still have an opportunity to, you know, play good basketball and play the best basketball of the series in Game 3. And like I said, if we can get better from Game 2 like we did tonight to Game 3, then we'll put ourselves in a position to do that.
LeBron James and Anthony Davis combined for only 40 points, 13 of 34 shooting. LeBron muffing two easy dunks, just dropped the ball.
Butterfingers.
Three missed threes in the fourth, in which they were all painfully short. Just doesn't have his legs anymore. I mean, the guy's old, but he's old.
He's old, he's dealing with a lot of injuries. He's trying to come back. Like, there's only so much that your body could do. When I look at this thing yesterday, Mike, it looks like to me that the Nuggets are playing. They're using what's going on nationally, and they're using it the right way.
Yeah. How? Go ahead. Expand on that.
You know what? As an athlete, I don't care what people try to tell you. You're always aware of the outside noise. Even if your coach says that we're not going to be anonymous donors. Even if your coach tells you to stay off of the internet. Guess what? Your family members, your friends, there's a way that it always gets there some way, somehow. You clearly see that Micah Malone a couple weeks ago talked about, oh, I don't pay attention to the narrative. I don't pay attention to what's going on nationally. I don't even watch TV. That's what all these guys have been saying. But look how they responded after the game. They have used this as bulletin board material in the locker room. This is the public opinion about us. And they are able to stay focused in those moments because they just took the Lakers' best shot last night, and the Nuggets did not play a perfect game at all. That there's so much to learn. You got to take the hard coaching tonight. Is it today? Well, you know, when you walk into that film study room, you got to go in there and act like, you know, you are down 0-2 in this situation, because there is so much room for improvement. Mm-hmm. It's just the right mentality and the right attitude, because they're not content with just the Western Conference Finals. You could tell how they play and how they go about their business that it is about a championship. It is about, you know, we're not done yet until we bring the first championship into Denver, Colorado.
Yeah, we're all feeling good right now. They're up 2-0. They continue to pass championship tests, but we just came off the Phoenix series in which they were up 2-0, and then Phoenix went back home and took care of home court. So let's see how they come out, and more importantly, let's see what the Lakers have left, because they look gassed at the end there, and it's a quick turnaround. Phoenix, remember, had a solid full three and a half days off between games 2 and 3 to reset, re-energize, recalibrate. They play game 3 tomorrow night.
Yeah.
They're playing game 3 tomorrow night. So
none
the Lakers
of those
don't
three,
have
4 days rest, right?
So we'll see how the Lakers come out.
Find out.
Yeah, I think we have a pretty good idea what to expect from the Nuggets. Next on the Morning Brew, well, if you were having trouble going to sleep last night after the Nuggets scintillating win, you had a chance to watch playoff hockey late into the night and early into the morning.
Kachuk, he scores! He scores! Matthew Kachuk, the overtime winner! The Panthers take game 1-3-2, the final! Matthew Kachuk ends the marathon, and the Panthers go home happy tonight here in Raleigh.
The sixth longest overtime hockey game in NHL history. Four overtimes. They played just under 80 minutes of overtime hockey on top of the 60 minutes of regulation hockey. And the Panthers come away with the victory.
Yeah, get your popcorn ready, right?
So that was after 1 a.m. or local time.
Hey, I got home from the Nuggets game last night, cut it on, and was like, heck no. I'm not watching this thing.
You're watching until the next intermission, and then you're like, all right, I'm done. I can't go through another 20 minutes.
That series is going to be unbelievable between Florida and Carolina. I think that the winner of the East this year is it's going to be your Stanley Cup champion. I'm not watching Dallas. I'm not watching Las Vegas. I'm going to be honest with
pain?
You.
Is that because of pain?
Yeah, the pain and what we've been through here. The heck with that. I will be watching every other night the hockey playoffs if I'm able to. But just kudos to those players because, man, you know what the mindset is when you're saying, okay, I only have to play three periods. Okay, now I played three periods, one overtime. And then, oh my goodness gracious, now it turns into four. You just have to keep on going and going. As an athlete, that could be just deflated.
I don't know how you
do
it.
So kudos to those guys because they got it done.
Unbelievable.
And it's going to go down in the history book. So super cool.
Yep, sixth longest ever. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.